opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me. The reason I bring that up is if you watch me on Facebook or whatever, you know that just recently my father of 92 years, my father, Carl R. Harrington, passed on to be with the Lord. And I shared that verse and John chapter 11 from the graveside. And, you know, it obviously has implications for all of us, but it was very appropriate as I shared about my father, who, you know, everybody says when they go to a funeral, whatever, well, he was a good man. He was a good man. And sometimes they aren't good. It's just the way they, you know. Well, my dad was a good man. I can honestly say that. Not that he lived necessarily a perfectly moral life. Nobody has. But he was good. One thing that stands out about my father that I learned just recently is my father served in World War II. He's part of that greater generation. And one of his regrets, he was in the Air Force. He flew bombers. The B-52, actually, the type of plane that dropped the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But one of his regrets is that he never saw combat. Never saw combat. And he regretted that because he wanted to be next to his men, as he called them, his men. Those men and women, back then it was just men, of course, who served in combat. He wanted to do that. Because he was a, quote, red-blooded American, unquote. Things have changed, haven't they? Where are the red-blooded Americans today who are willing to lay down their lives? I know there are many in our military, but we as a nation, are we willing to stand up and fight for what we believe in? Well, we're going to talk about that today here on the Mark Harrington Show. We're going to answer that question, hopefully. And what we're fighting for here at Created Equal, and my guest, Terry Gissmer, is we're fighting for the preborn. We're fighting for future generations of Americans that they might live. The preborn, who now, after 42 years, we've lost 1.2 million a year or so, up to 50 million or so. I've stopped counting. It's been, you know, the piles of bodies have gotten too big to even fathom. But we continue to fight, and we're making progress. And my guest today is the director of the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life, Father Terry Gissmer, my good friend. Father Terry, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. And I just want to say, condolences to you and your family. I had heard about your dad and actually was able to talk to your son for a few minutes yesterday, Dylan, and he was telling me some of the same stories, how proud he was of his grandfather, and I know how it is to lose someone, and, you know, we do have this great hope that we will see them again, and so thank God that that's going to happen one day, but I know that at this time it's hard and it's painful, and there's nothing that we can really do except to count on the comfort and of God, the Holy Spirit, as He helps us through these kind of situations. So, God bless you and your family for in this really tough time for you.
No, I appreciate that, Terry. Well, as you know, I mentioned my dad and how he wanted to fight in combat to defend our country, Thankfully, you know, I've been given a fight, and you've been given a fight. And I think men are made for battle. I think men are designed for battle. Whether it's physical battle or it's spiritual battle or it's whatever, we are wired for battle. And Terry, I've known you for two decades or more now. I met you with Operation Rescue back with Randall Terry when you guys were blocking doors, you know, and breaking the law to save children. And you've been in this fight for a long time. What I want to do here is talk about what you do, first of all, at the CEC for Life, that is the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life, first of all, and then talk about what's happening in Selma, Alabama. So, first of all, explain what CEC for Life is and what you do.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Mark. Our denomination, we call it actually a communion of the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life, is a pro-life group, that we're a pro-life denomination, founded actually out in Los Angeles with some a couple of small churches out there, or churches and pastors, people out in San Clemente, California, that were involved in Operation Rescue, going to jail in Los Angeles, staying in jail for quite a while sometimes out there. Our church actually was birthed out of that movement. And so we have this history of being pro-life. And back in year 2000, I had come into the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life, which I'll call the CEC from now on. It's a lot to say.
Yeah.
But I came into the CEC back in 1998, and around 2000, I started praying about approaching our House of Bishops, our group that is the government of our church, and saying, you know what, I would like to head a pro-life outreach from that is part of our church. That's not just another group that's out there or another mission group, but that is actually part of the government of our church. And we approached our men with that, and they okayed that. I'm making a real long story short here, and that's how it was started. Now, you know me, and like you said, we've gone back a long time. And our bishops, when they created this ministry, CEC for Life, they also gave me the freedom to not only work within our denomination and to encourage our churches to be more pro-life, to hold prayer vigils at abortion clinics, to get people involved in pro-life ministry, get youth involved, all those things. But they also said, you know, you need to spend part of your time working in the body of Christ, working with other groups, other people, you know, connecting with them, collaborating with them, laboring, co-laboring with them. And so that's kind of what we do. I do spend a lot of my time within our church, but as you know, we work closely with Created Equal, with the survivors of the abortion Holocaust, with Operation Rescue, with really anybody that will fight for life, like you said, fighting. That's kind of what we do. So we do that, and we've been, we're a small group in America, but I'm actually the leader for our church throughout the world, and so we have a lot more churches in places like South America, Africa, Europe, the Philippines, places like that. And so I have to do work in those areas too, with, again, among our churches, but also working with other groups within the body of Christ.
My guest is Father Terry Gesmer. Terry is a good friend of mine, and he is the director for CEC for Life. You can go to their website at CEC for Life. That's CECforLife.com. Father Gesmer with me. And just to make a note here, he's also one of my board of directors here at Created Equal. Terry, as you're talking about the church and your position within your own church and your job to unify, bring people together for life, to defend life. Why is it, and I know this is, you know, this is the quintessential question, and it Planned Parenthood, the protest we had here several weeks ago, we reached out to pastors. I had pastors reaching out to pastors, working hard. One pastor I've known for 20 years, David Diani, great guy. said he contacted a dozen or more pastors, met with some of them for lunch, and not a single one came out to the Planned Parenthood protest. Why is that?
Well, it's an age-old question, Mark, and we get asked that a lot. And I have myself been a pastor, a local pastor of a church here in Birmingham, Alabama, where I live, for, you know, more than 20 years and 25 years. And a lot of times that's the sad truth is that, you know, we're the only – sometimes I'm the only pastor.
But why is that? What arguments do you hear?
I think it has something to do with, you know what, it's hard. It's a really hard question.
They don't think it's within their purview. It's not within their realm of responsibility. It's not preaching the gospel. What is it? Or somebody else needs to be doing it?
I think it's kind of all of the above. And to be honest, it's not that I've given up on pastors, but I really reach out to the grassroots people.
Yep.
And like you said,
that's exactly how it
works.
The
rallies
now.
That we've had here in Birmingham, we had rallies, and you know what? Pastors didn't come.
Nope.
But
their people did.
Their people came.
Yep.
Their people came. And this is something I tell pastors when I can. I said, you know what? Your people need leadership. In
they
fact,
do.
I spoke at the first rally. We organized the one here in Birmingham, the ones that you sponsored.
Right, the protest PP, yep.
Right, yes, we organized that, and I was one of the speakers. And we did have, to his credit, we have a wonderful Catholic bishop. He's a bishop emeritus of Birmingham. He's an older guy. He is very faithful, and he was out there with us. And we may have had one more pastor there, I don't know. And we usually have one other one that does come out with us. But, you know, one of the things that I just really felt impressed that day is like, Lord, you know, wake up. And I literally preached and prayed this that day at the clinic. Lord, wake up your shepherds.
Yes.
Wake them up.
Yeah.
You know, they're your shepherds. They're there for you. They're your people. Wake them up. Wash them clean. Lord, this is a time. This is a, and you know, Mark, this is a time.
This is a time. You know, Terry, you know, here's, you know, here's what I see. You see it on the political side of things with things just being shaken up with the Republican Party. The whole political system in our country is just getting blown up before our eyes because the rank and file, the grassroots, the mom and pop, you know, the committed American who wants to see good come is absolutely sick and tired of looking at their leadership in Washington, D.C., and watching how they just everything's political correctness and everything is measured and focus grouped. There's no leadership. And I say
there's
the
no
same
leadership.
Thing is happening within the Church of Jesus Christ. And that is that people within sitting in the pews every Sunday listening to the pastor. He's a good man. There's no doubt. And a lot of people in Washington and our state houses are good people, but they're not leading. They're not standing up. They're not pointing the way forward. I mean, how can we explain Donald Trump? I mean, my goodness, this guy, the only thing you can say about him is he's pointing it out and he's saying, I'm going to fix it and I don't care what people think. I'm talking to Terry Genzimer today, my good friend. Father Terry Genzimer from CEC for Life. Go to CECforLife.com to find out more about his ministry. And on the other side, we're going to be talking about something that's happened in Selma, Alabama. Selma, Alabama. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Maybe we should just listen to that and not my ramblings here on the Mark Arrington Show. Just love that stuff. Anyway. All right. We're back here on the Mark Arrington Show. By the way, go to createdequal.org. You can click on the radio icon. You can pick up the program over the air every Saturday here at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WRFD. That's 8:80 a.m. or online at WRFD.com. But you can also go to my iTunes page. You can listen to it on a podcast or Podbean. Podbean. Both of those are available, so you can listen to it anytime you like. My guest today is Father Terry Gensimer. And Father Terry is the director of the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life. That is CEC for Life. You can go to the website at cec.forlife.com. And we were talking last segment about the church and how the church should be more active and all that kind of thing. Well, in some places they are. And in some places we're seeing all kinds of activity. And Father Terry, what I wanted to do in this segment is talk about Selma, Alabama. And when I do bring up the name of that town, I hope and pray that most Americans know what happened in Selma, Alabama during the Civil Rights Movement. But something else is happening in Selma. Give us a little background about Selma, Alabama historically and what's going on there right now.
Well, yeah, Mark, thanks. Selma, Alabama, as like you said, I mean, probably a lot of your listeners do know what happened, but there may be younger people that don't quite know the history of Selma. But Selma was a major part of the civil rights movement, and it was where Martin Luther King took a group of people across a bridge called the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and was met there. They were marching for civil rights, and they were met there by the state troopers in Alabama, and there was some brutality. They were beaten.
Why were they marching? Why did they march over the bridge?
For the civil rights of black people, and especially, well, not just in Alabama, but especially in the South, and it was Reverend Martin Luther King. And they were marching from Selma to Montgomery, which is about a 40-mile
right.
march.
That's right.
But they were met there on the bridge by the state troopers, and, there's a lot of history to it. Some people may have seen the movie. Selma.
Right, recently. Yeah, that was a great flick, by the way.
Yeah. But I go to Selma. Actually, the headquarters of our church for Alabama are in Selma, so I preach there a lot, and I spend a lot of time down there, go to a lot of meetings and different things that I have to be at in Selma. And I was down there one Sunday, and someone came up to me, a doctor there in Selma, and said, do you know that there is an illegal abortion clinic here in Selma? And he began to just tell me. He didn't tell me the name of the doctor at the time. So we began to research and look into it and found out the name of this doctor, and his name is Samuel Lett. And we found out that he was doing abortions, and just through some different circumstances, and this was, I'm telling you, things that happened over a period of months. But we kept kind of looking into it. We began to do some undercover work there, and Troy Newman and Operation Rescue, Life Legal Defense Fund, and our group began to just start really looking into this thing. And like I said, we called the office there, and it became so obvious this was supposedly an OBGYN, just a doctor's office. And it was clearly just an abortion clinic. We would call, and we made several calls, and basically we'd say, can we get an abortion? And they go, yeah, sure, yeah, you can come in tomorrow. It's bring $550 in cash up to 12 weeks, and if it goes over 12 weeks, it's $100 for every week that it's over 12 weeks. And so the language was very, it wasn't just something if you call an OBGYN, and ask for an abortion, that's not what they're going to tell you. They're not going to go down a scale of the prices and blah, blah,
right,
blah.
That's right.
So this was very clear. And we made And in Alabama, there's a law that says if a doctor's office can do up to 9 abortions in a month. Without reporting and without being classified as an abortion clinic. Now, that's part of the law of Alabama, which was 30 until we got it changed about 2 years ago. We got them to reduce it down to 9. So we made recordings to make sure that they were we scheduled many more abortions than that in a period of 2 weeks. So we knew they were breaking the law. They would schedule as many abortions as anybody wanted. And we also knew it from other people. We also found out that there were women that had been severely injured there. We had contacts down in the Selma area, but none of the women would come forward. So anyway, we turned all of our information that we gathered over several months to the Alabama Department of Health, and they kind of encode told our legal team and us that they were doing an investigation, but they wouldn't tell us anything about the investigation and what kind of investigation it was. And this went on and on and on. We kept trying to get
So where are we now, Father Terry? Again, I'm talking to Father Terry Gensmer, and he is the director for CEC for Life. You can go to ccforlife.com. Father Terry, as you know, we've been somewhat involved with our Killers Among Us project.
Right.
Where are we at with this? I mean, he is not that this really matters a whole lot, but it should bring up some issues, and that is he's an African American, right?
Yeah.
And talk about that real quick about African Americans. Selma, Alabama, I assume, is primarily African American, and how the abortion industry targets African Americans.
Well, that, of course, that's true, as you know, Mark, and as many, many more people are finding out. That the minority communities, especially the African-American community, is being targeted by abortionists. And so Selma's about 80% black, and definitely this man is targeting that part of the population. The health department did finally tell us after several months that they had stopped the investigation. They could not verify our evidence that we gave them, which was very clear. And so we did one thing where we came out and went to, and he's on a hospital property. We protested there. We did a press conference, and we outed this guy.
Yeah.
And, then we did another event where the National Black Pro-Life Coalition, joined with us and brought in many black leaders, Dean Nelson, Star Parker, Alveda King, Catherine Davis, on and on. Came down, and we had a big rally there, and actually walked across that bridge again with about close to 200 people.
Oh, that's good.
We marched across the bridge again at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and but this time to speak about the civil rights of babies in the womb.
So, Terry, you got about a minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay. I know I'm trying to get a lot in here.
So let's find what's going on with this right now. Where are we at?
Okay, right now, again, this has been a part of, I know that you guys did part of the project with Killers Among Us. The people were notified in the neighborhood who this man is. The Attorney General's office has been calling me. They want more information. They're very interested.
What prompted that? I'm curious. What prompted that move?
The public, our public, going public with these things.
Doesn't that tell you something, you know, folks? When you, they don't see the light until they feel the heat.
Yeah, and we sent a lot of letters out, Mark. We sent letters to the hospital that's where he's on the hospital property. We sent letters to the governor. Never heard back from him. Sent letters to several other people. We did do a lot of information, getting a lot of information out.
So is he – where are we at as far as any kind of prosecution? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, we don't know that yet. We believe that he can be prosecuted. He should be prosecuted. And the Attorney General's office and actually others in the state of Alabama have other investigative agencies have asked for our help. So we're continuing. We're going to put pressure on this guy any way we can to get rid of him in Selma. To get rid of his business there. And we're just going to keep on. We're going to keep the pressure on every way we can.
God bless you, Terry. Father Terry Gensimer with the Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life. That's CECForLife.com. Go to CECForLife.com. Check out his Selma project and trying to run out of town this Samuelette, this killer in Selma, Alabama. The historic city of civil rights, once again, is a focus of civil rights battle, this time for the preborn. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.